Welcome to the Vertical Vision Podcast with Ernest Finklia. Here we use the Word of God to gain biblical perspectives and direction for daily life. You can contact us by email at verticalvision316@outlook.com. And now, here's Ernest.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Vertical Vision. Today I want to continue talking about some of the things that we have in Christ. And specifically, I want to discuss the issue of eternal life. When most people think about eternal life, heaven comes to mind, right? We think about, you know, how we're going to live forever with God in heaven. And that's definitely the case. But it's only a small part of what eternal life really is all about. See, according to Jesus, eternal life is a relationship. This is what Jesus said in John 17, 1 through 3. He's praying and he's getting ready to go to the cross, and this is called the high priestly prayer, okay? It's a part of it. And Jesus says, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, even as you gave him authority over all flesh, that to all whom you have given him, he may give eternal life. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So what Jesus is saying here is that eternal life is more than just spending time with God forever, living with God forever. It is this relationship with him where we get to know him more personally and intimately. And this is how life was intended to be. If you look back into Genesis, at the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, God made Adam, and he gave him tasks to do to tend the garden, and he and Eve were supposed to take care of God's creation. And God met with them, God talked with them, there was purpose, there was plan, there was relationship. So from the very beginning, God has designed us to have a close relationship with him. And we need to understand that knowing the Father and knowing Jesus isn't just knowing about them, but it's, again, having that intimate relationship with them where we're engaging with them on a regular daily basis throughout the day. But the Bible tells us that it's more than just this idea of having a relationship with God. Eternal life is also a quality of life. To drive that point home, some translators have translated eternal life as unending real life, life the way that God intended it to be, as well as a life that it goes on forever. And we go back to the book of John. And this is Jesus talking to a woman at the well, a Samaritan woman. This is John chapter 4, verses 13 through 14. And Jesus says to this woman, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." So here's this woman. She is in a spiritual and emotional drought. She's been married 5 times. She's living with a 6th guy. Because of her multiple divorces, and we can kind of get this from the fact that she's coming to the well in the middle of the day when nobody else is there, her standing in her community is probably not the best. Her reputation is probably not the best. And yet here is Jesus, and I want you to look at this. Jesus is the one who is initiating the conversation. Jesus is the one who has specifically put himself in that place to meet that woman at that time. This is important because we need to remember that God wants to have intimate relationship with us. He's the one who pursues this first, okay? And so as Jesus ministers to her and talks to her, you know, she has some religious understanding, but she has no relationship with God. And so as Jesus is connecting with her and she's connecting with him, everything is changing. And now, as she realizes that he's the Messiah, the Savior, she goes back to her community and says, hey, you know, I think I found the Messiah. And it's amazing that here's this woman who is kind of ostracized by her community, and she's emotionally just a train wreck with all the guys she's gone through trying to find some semblance of peace and satisfaction and joy in life. And now she is being used by the Son of God to bring life and the message of hope and the gospel to her community. I mean, that's absolutely incredible. And all we have to do is look at the life of Jesus to see that eternal life is this incredibly beautiful quality of life, okay? Jesus, in his relationship with the Father, had this life that was the ideal life. Now, we can look at it and say, but Jesus' life was difficult. Yes, it was. But he came to suffer on our behalf. He came to experience the fullness of human suffering in the flesh so that he could be a high priest to us who understood the kind of things we dealt with in life firsthand. He came to suffer and die for our sins. And as we look at this life that he had and we see how it's anchored in his relationship with the Father, it was a really great life. It was a peaceful life. It was a strong life. He was never rushed. Jesus was never afraid. His life moved in the rhythm of heaven and under the authority of his Father. Storms didn't faze him. Peer pressure didn't move him. He knew what to do, and he knew when to do it. And we need to remember this fact here, that Jesus is the perfect man, and he lived the perfect life in fellowship with his heavenly Father, the way it was designed to be. He's an example to us, but he is also the one who empowers us to live this way. He is the one who has given us this gift of eternal life. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, listen to what it says. For the wages of sin is death. That's what we had apart from Christ. We were bound by sin, slaves of sin, and we were facing death and the judgment of God. But then it goes on to say this, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Eternal life is a free gift of God in Jesus. And think about this. It's a free gift to us, but it cost God the life of his Son. It cost Jesus his life and that suffering on the cross. But this speaks volumes as to the fact that God and Jesus desire to have a relationship with us. Remember, he was the one who went after the Samaritan woman. She had no clue who he was. But he specifically went to that well and specifically sent the disciples onward so that he could have an appointment with that woman to bring life to her. And the Father and the Son want us to enjoy life with them the way that it was intended to be. Now, maybe you're thinking, well, I want that kind of fulfilling life. I want a close relationship with God and with Jesus, but I'm just not there. What do I need to do? What am I missing? Well, I think the first thing that we need to consider is, number one, do you have a relationship with Jesus in the first place? Are you saved or are you born again? And you might be saying, well, what does that mean? Okay. To be born again, or to be, quote, unquote, saved, means that we repent of our sin and our old way of life, and we surrender our life to the authority of Jesus Christ. We ask Him to forgive us of our sin, and we ask Him to fill us with His Spirit. And I know this may sound kind of crazy if you've never been in church, or maybe you have and you've never heard these things, but it's asking Jesus Himself to come and take control of our lives and His Spirit to come and live in our lives and transform us into a new person. And we're going to get into that next week, but transform us into a new person who is absolutely in relationship with Himself. So it's surrendering your life to the authority of Jesus. The second thing is to have Jesus as the central focus of our lives. And this is where I think a lot of us get hung up in missing out on the quality of the life that God has for us in Christ, is that we're focusing on the wrong things. In Romans chapter 8, verse 6, it says, "For the mind set on the flesh, or the things of this life and the things of our sinful and fleshly desires, is death. But the mind set on the Spirit is life." It's that same word that we find in eternal life. It's life and peace. So to get that life and to have that peace is all dependent upon where our mind is focused. This is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. He said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. And listen to this, this is key. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So we need to ask ourselves, where's our treasure? What's the most important thing in our lives? Is it our wealth? Is it our possessions? Is it our popularity? Is it, you know, whatever, the things of this life that are just temporary? Or is it the things of heaven and the King of heaven Himself, Jesus Christ? Where is our treasure? Where is our heart? Is it in this life, or is it in Christ? And when we focus our relationship on the Lord, that relationship grows and becomes sweeter and stronger. And as that relationship gets stronger and it gets more beautiful, life overall gets more wonderful. Look at it in this context, okay? And you may not be married, but you can think of like a really close relationship you might have, or if you're dating somebody, you know, this can apply too. And when you neglect that relationship, things kind of start getting a little crazy, a little wonky. And it's then you're kind of walking on eggshells, or maybe things have just gotten dull and unsatisfying, and your relationship with that person is kind of getting cold and maybe even distant. And then as that's happening, then it's not as satisfying as a relationship, and it taints everything else, and you know where your mind is at, and you're stressing out, and things just are not in a good space as far as life overall, because the relationship is off. But if we're investing in that relationship and we're getting closer to that person and we're getting to know them better and they're knowing us better and we're enjoying each other's company and we're doing things together, then that relationship gets better. And as that relationship gets better, man, life just gets better too. And this is the way it is with Christ. The more time we spend with him and the more things we do with him and the more we focus on him and we're investing in our relationship with him, he's always wanting to invest in his relationship with us, that life is going to get sweeter. So I want to encourage you, if you want to have life the way that God wanted it to be and wants it to be, receive that gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ. Focus on him. Give your life over to his authority and invest in your relationship with him. Let him call the shots in your life. Let him conform you into his image and work in you and shape you to make your life the way that he intended it to be. And it will radically change your life now and forever. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
We would like to thank you for joining us for this episode of the Vertical Vision Podcast. Feel free to reach out to us with any questions or comments at verticalvision316@outlook.com. Stay tuned for more episodes.